From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Shoppers headed back to stores to take advantage of day-after-Christmas sales. Retailers who had offered discounts before have slashed prices even more. That still may not be enough to save them from what could be their worst holiday season in at least a decade. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The 7 days leading up to the new year typically account for about 10% of total holiday sales. David Helmstatter, shopping with his wife at Filene's Basement in Boston, was delighted with the bargain he found in the markdown section.
I have two Southwick sports jackets. The jacket, which I especially like, is, was priced at $595, and I paid $32.50. Yeah, great buy. And this was from the basement.
At the Lincolnwood Town Center Mall, right outside of Chicago, sisters Roseanne Ward and Patty Baxter strolled down the aisles of Carson Peary Scott, an upscale department store.
Oh, yeah, we just found great deals on Christmas jewelry. My sister found a great deal here on a gift set with earrings and necklace. And
I paid $2.49 for a tablecloth, Christmas tablecloth. $2.49. That's a pretty good deal. So we're happy.
Roseanne Ward says she's heard all the news about worried retailers offering bigger discounts to get rid of remaining merchandise and to make way for spring inventory. But despite her tablecloth deal, she doesn't see much difference.
You know, it's about the same as I remember last year. I do this every year on the 26th, about the same.
But Alex Torres said he saved about $100 on two suit coats he purchased.
Regular price, $250, they cost like $135. This is a very good store. You know, after Christmas, you buy stuff that are on sale and they make a pretty good bargain out of it.
But standing near a jewelry counter, Gina Pearson said the bargains may not be as good as everyone thinks.
I don't know, I think they just jack up the prices and bring them down to normal price after the holidays. But it still feels good to think you're getting a deal. I got a gift certificate, so I'm going around spending that.
It hasn't been a disappointing holiday sales season for all merchants. The exceptions include some online services like Yahoo and Amazon.com. Also, the world's largest retailer, Walmart, says its sales exceeded its expectations. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.